Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. My name's David Gibson, and today's show is on universal love. Our intention is that everybody may return to that place of universal love that we are. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening here at the school. Tomorrow, if you happen to be in the area, we've got the open house and free sound healing workshop from 1 to 6 p.m. You can come for part or the whole thing. And we're going to be doing a lot of meditations, heart-opening sound meditations. We'll be playing bowls and all different types of music, and also talking about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's a cumulative thing where if you come for the whole day from 1 to 6, you will be in the zone. And then we also put people on sound chairs and sound tables all day long as well. So you will be vibrated into bliss by the time you leave. Even if you're not interested in classes, you can come and check it out. That's tomorrow from 1 to 6. Plenty of parking on Sundays. Just don't leave anything in your car. We're in the city. Okay. And then next Friday, May 15th from 7 to 9 p.m., we have a sound bath that is focused on intention. So we're going to do very specific intentions with each component of the sound bath. So we'll be using crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, gongs, and we're going to be using binaural beats as well to entrain you into different brainwave states. And again, holding intention. So you can bring your own intention, but we're going to come up with some powerful ones as well. And that's on, again, this Friday, May 15th, 7 to 9 p.m. It's only $5, too. It's a meetup, so there's already about 30 people signed up. So that should be a fun night, this Friday night. We've also got our Mount Shasta Sound Healing Retreat coming up June 27th and 28th. Actually, it's Saturday and Sunday, but we also stay over on Monday and go up on the mountain and do a meditation up on the mountain at Bunny Flat. Mount Shasta is incredible energy. People that are really sensitive say that they can feel the mountain when they get like 30 or 40 miles away from it, or when they even get close to it. And so we're going to be doing it at Stewart Hot Springs, where they've got some really amazing water that is unbelievably healing. And the workshop is in a conference room right on a big river. And so it's just the most beautiful place. And then we're right there with all of the Lemurians inside of Mount Shasta. So we're going to be toning along with them. And we've got Emmanuel's going to be there, who does voice healings, gotten rid of cancer, or at least the people he's worked with say their cancer is gone after treatments with him. And there's 80 people that are saying that now. And then Bev, who owns the crystal room up there, is going to bring over some alchemical crystal bowls and do an activation as well on Saturday night. So that's only $185. So that's happening. We also have our Sound Healing Conference coming up in September, and we got an early bird discount for that and before June 1st. And that's so there's like going to be 60 presenters there. We've got some of the top people in the field. We've got Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who's been on Dr. Oz now 4 times with crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls. He's an oncologist that uses crystal and Tibetan bowls for his cancer patients there. Jill Peirce, who is one of the most powerful sound healers, and her workshops are one of the most powerful. She's been doing it for like 30 years now. She's really amazing. She's coming over from England to do a workshop. James Oshman, who is a biophysicist, and he's been in a lot of those movies like The Secret and stuff. And he's going to be talking about the scientific basis of sound healing. And Eliana Gilad, who has been doing research with sound, but also is really tuned into all the different frequencies and has an amazing voice, but all the different sounds of even different alphabets. And then Dr. Jeffrey Thompson, who is one of the main researchers in the field. And we're going to have about 15 music groups. We got some amazing music groups that are going to be playing in the evenings and in the daytime in the outside part. We've got the indoor festival, indoor conference, and the outdoor festival, which is simultaneously going on. So there'll be like three areas outdoors as well as the three areas indoors. So you can do the outdoor festival for only $20 right now. And the indoor festival, it starts around 160 for 3 days, although we got post-conference workshops on the fourth day. That's September 11th to the 14th in Oakland, just across the bay here from San Francisco, in a beautiful facility. There's a garden park is on the fifth floor of the parking lot, and it's this beautiful park that hold about a couple of thousand people. And so it's right on Lake Merritt, so it's a beautiful view of the lake. So check that out at globesoundhealingconference.com, globesoundhealingconference.com. The classes are at soundhealingcenter.com, soundhealingcenter.com. And we also have various certificate and associate degree programs coming up. We've got May 26th, we have the 3 month certificate program in sound healing. And that's a few nights a week, and then occasionally some weekends, Monday through Wednesday night. We also have the summer intensive version starting June 7th. It goes June 7th to the 20th for the first half, and August 2nd to the 14th for the second half. But you could just come for the first half and just do that much. And then if you wanted to do the second half, you could come back, or you could just do it online if you like. We also have the full certificate program and associate degree online. That's starting May 19th. And that's Tuesday and Thursday nights and Saturday mornings with live instructors. Or you can do it by video, or you can do a combination. And again, you can do a hybrid where you do some classes here and the rest online if you like. We also have the audio production program where we teach you how to get people really high and in really deep ways doing audio recording with like Pro Tools or other programs. And that's here at the school May 26th, or the intensive July 1st to July 31st. Or you could do that online starting just next week or the week afterwards, which is 11 weeks for half of the program. So if you're interested in any of the classes, you can contact us at david@soundhealingcenter.com, which you can find at soundhealingcenter.com. All the information's there. Or you can call me at 415-777-2486. We also have our store, where we've got a ton of crystal. We've got about 100 crystal bowls. You can listen to most of them online. We've got amazing Tibetan bowls now. And we've got all types of technologies. We've got flashing light glasses, brain machines. We've got sound chairs, sound tables. We've got sound pillows. We've got a little pod that you can hold in your hand that will vibrate any pain away. And then we've got all kinds of CDs as well. We've got about 60 CDs that are amazingly powerful with binaural beats in them and other frequencies embedded in them. You can find all that at soundhealingcenter.com. And then we also do our treatments online as well. You can find those at soundtherapycenter.com. Okay, so that's what we have happening. Today's show is on universal love. You know, where what inspired me to do this is, having a little rough, few rough spots in a loving relationship, and realizing and knowing that if you can connect to universal love, there's no neediness in any loving relationship. You don't need love anymore when you've connected to infinite love of universal love. And so what I want to do is talk about different ways of accessing it. because it's really the ultimate. When you learn how to access universal love at will, it's unbelievable. And then when you learn how to live connected to universal love all the time, oh my God. It's like, you know, it's like the feeling of falling in love. I'll just talk to the people that can't access it at will, mostly. If you can access it at will, then, you know, these techniques I'm talking about will be helpful to tell others. And you might find other ways of doing it as well, to do it even more. But the cool thing is, when you can access it at will, you are just filled up. It is just the most amazing feeling. A lot of people talk about it from having near-death experiences. I was just watching a video on Gaiam TV last night, and there was it was called Infinity, and there was all these people who had near-death experiences, including Neil Donald Walsh, is that his name? Yeah, I think Neil Donald. You know, the guy. Neil Donald Walsh. Oh my God, him, and there's quite a few others, and just about every one of them said when they were dead, they went into the light and they were so filled with love that you can't even describe it. And of course, every one of them said they didn't want to come back. It's interesting because, you know, I always think, what the hell, why the hell do we come here? If when we're dead, we're in this place of complete, massive, universal love, why would we want to come here? I think some people want to come here because they want to just be able to experience paradise and learn how to move to a higher level of consciousness at a much faster rate. But also other people come here just to help others. There's a whole large group that aren't coming here to learn anymore. They're coming here to help others learn. So, but also to bring universal love to earth, to bring heaven to earth here. You know? What I was going to say is, you know, the best way to explain it for people that haven't accessed it, it's like the feeling you feel when you fall in love. That feeling that is unbelievably peaceful, unbelievably blissful. You don't have to eat. You don't have to sleep. You don't have to do anything. You're so in bliss and you're just filled with love. It surrounds you like a bubble. In fact, everywhere you go, everybody, it's like everything, every communication, everything you say, everything you do is just perfect. It's just perfect because there's complete love surrounding you. And people see that energy and they react to it in loving ways. They can't help it. When you're in, when somebody's in that bubble of love, it's amazing. So the key is to be able to access that universal love without a person. You know, the way I learned it was, you know, I used to have little times of bliss where I would just have waves of energy come through me. Sometimes it would be when I was on drugs, but many times not. Occasionally I would be meditating or something would happen and I would just get this wave of love going through my whole body. And I thought, cool, but I didn't have a clue how to access it any time, at any point. And then this one psychic I was working with, she said, well, Dave, the universal love comes in through the thymus, which is just below your throat. And you can even tap that, your thymus, and it comes through the thymus endocrine gland and down into your heart. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Okay. So I started visualizing it coming in through my thymus down into my heart. And after a while, it just started happening. I could start running this wave of energy through my thymus. I'll do it now. Because, you know, the best way to learn universal love is to be around other people that are running that energy. That's why a lot of people go to satsang and sit with people who are running universal love. There's a lot of people, like even Adyashanti or Bratso, you know, there's all kinds of people. There's Gangaji. You just go sit with them and they run that love and you just get it by osmosis, by resonance. So let me run universal love now. And I'll now make the sound of it. Another way that people access it is through music. I've got a song here I want to play that's called Unconditional Love, and it's about 6 minutes. And this song was created by actually running universal love and holding that energy. And so listen to this and see how it works for you. Just set your intention to open your heart to universal love while listening to this, knowing that there's complete intention in it. feel the energy of people listening, because it seems like it's a little more powerful than just when I do it. When you get a group of people running this energy, it's even more powerful. It's really working today. Wow. You know, this is the ultimate healing power. It's incredible. It's the antidote for any pain you have in your body. It's the antidote for every ill, every disease. Anita Morjani died with, she had fourth stage cancer, and she died and went into the light and was filled with universal love and came back, and within 3 weeks all of the cancer was completely gone out of her body. It's the antidote to any fear. It's the antidote to anxiety. It's the antidote to anger. It's the antidote to insecurity or not feeling good enough. There was a great comment that just really got to me last night in this movie with Neil Donald Walsh. He said that when he was on the other side in the light, that Spirit told him, "It is impossible for you to ever do anything bad or wrong. It is impossible." That's interesting to take into your own self. "It is impossible for you to ever, ever do anything bad or wrong. Impossible. It's all perfect. It's all a learning experience. It's all transformation." Now, some people also use nature to access this energy. You can do it. Let me backtrack here. If anybody's having trouble running this energy, let's do it this way. Think of the last time you were in love. Don't think of the person when you fell in love. Think of when you fell in love. But peel away the person and go straight to that energy of how it felt. And feel that love in your heart. It's the same energy as universal love. Your heart gets warm. I actually feel waves of energy come through the top of my head down into my body. It's an amazing feeling. Heals all. So you can just access it that way is a good way. And just get so you can do it on your own. But also sometimes nature does it. Babies does it. Sometimes looking, you know, being around babies. But nature as well. So I want to play a song that is about the love of nature. It's called Creative Spirit. I was at on a hike few years ago on a full moon right on the cliffs of the ocean, and it hit me that nature is just loving us. It's just pure love coming from every bit of nature. Not only that, it's interesting that God has made so much greenery to remind us of the heart chakra, because green is the color of the heart chakra. So let's listen to this song called Creative Spirit and bring the energy of nature, which is the essence of universal love into your heart. Creator Spirit. Thank you. Be amazing if we could all just be in this space all the time. Heart filled. It's so cool because, again, you know, if you ever have any loss of losing a loved one, if someone close to you dies, or even if you have a breakup in a relationship, there is nothing better than universal love to fill in that pain. It is really, I mean, some people do distraction, some people do meditation even, but, you know, if you can run universal love, it's like you, there's no pain. You're just totally filled. It's really the whole deal. And it's such peace. Such peace. And again, your whole body becomes healthy. Another way you can access universal love, it's a little different technique, is to work with archangels or ascended masters or positive aliens or your guides, and just get them to help bring that love into your heart. One of the, probably the easiest or that a lot of people like to do, but some people it may not work for, is the Christ energy. Some people actually go to Jesus Christ. Some, I like to just go to the Christ energy. Or some people just go to God. I mean, God's love is that universal love. But you can also use other beings. I like to use Maitreya. Maitreya is the essence of Christ's love. And bring that into my heart. And then I actually like to do a threesome of Christ, Maitreya, and Kuan Yin. That's what I bring into my heart chakra. Christ, Maitreya, and Kuan Yin. When I do that and bring them into my heart, I can just feel it warm up. It's amazing. There's plenty of others, though. I mean, you could use Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael's cool because he cuts away all the stuff that is in getting in the way of opening your heart. And he's also about love as well. I mean, Saint Germain's great. Get that purple flame to clear it out so you can light up your heart. I even like using the Hathors, those guys from aliens from Venus. I mean, goodness, you can actually use just about any of the positive aliens like Palladians or Sirians or Andromedans, Arcturians. They're all about love and light. It just occurred to me, you can use your doggy. You could use your kitty. You know, every morning my kitty gets up on my chest, nose to nose, every morning, right when I wake up, she'll hop up on my chest, nose to nose, and start purring. And that's just like, my heart just opens. Oh. But it's cool. When you use these ascended masters, Gabriel is a really good one as well. Or Thoth. Or Mary Magdalene. And you just ask them to help open your heart. Now you got allies. You got allies helping you. And it's incredible. Often people start crying. Another song that I don't have here, but Pachelbel Canon is really good as well for opening the heart. It's another good one. I've got a song here that really does it for me. I just came across it just recently. I'm surprised I hadn't heard it before. It's by Sanatam Kaur. Sanatam Kaur, and it's called Heart of the Universe. And the lyrics in this song are, there is a place, I think it's a place inside of us where angels sing, a place inside of us and beside us where angels sing on rays of light and love pours forth from the heart of the universe. Those are the lyrics. Love pours forth from the heart of the universe. So let's play this song and bring in, just do it. Bring in universal love into your heart. Now.
Exists with us and around us. Love pours forth. of space that exists with us and around us. Where angels see on rays of light, on rays of light, and love pours forth.
It's just hard to talk after that. Especially teary-eyed. It's interesting. You know, I think, where the hell does this come from? This love. Where does it come from? It's a frequency. And what I think is, if we're part of a larger being that has the mind of God, it's like we are part of this huge being. We can call him Joe or Jod, God, right? We are like cells. In fact, maybe our whole galaxy is like a cell. Our whole universe is a cell inside a larger being, super conscious being that is like in meditation of pure love all the time. So if we're a part of this being that is simply running universal love themselves. It's like they're in this state of universal love all the time. Ultimate universal love all the time. And we're a part of them. But we get lost. And when we return to that place where we are one with this being that we're a part of, we're just a teensy little part that makes up everything in the universe, makes up this being that's running universal love. When we just return to that place of oneness with this being that we're a part of, there it is. There it is. Universal love. So the essence, the truth is, we are this love. We are universal love. I always thought it was interesting. When you go to a place of oneness in the universe, where you're one with everything in the universe, that same place that people talk about when they have near-death experiences, there's love there. Infinite, indescribable love. And that's where we're all going back to. That's the whole deal, is to be in that zone filled with universal love all the time. All the time. Wow. So bring all of these beings of light, ask them to open your heart, Christ, Maitreya, Kuan Yin, Michael, Gabriel, Mother Mary. Ask them to hold your heart open now and forever. Wow. Now and forever. At least hold it open the rest of the night. Run that universal love through your thymus down into your heart, or just be every cell of your body, every cell of your being is universal love. We are a part of this greater universal love. At least hold it through the weekend. Hold it when you go to work on Monday. Hold it through the week. Imagine holding it the rest of the year. Every day you wake up and you are in the zone. Imagine everybody on the whole planet in that zone of universal love for lifetimes, forever. That's all. Thanks for listening.